Coach, what kind of got into you guys with the shooting from the perimeter? 11 straight threes, 11 of 12 at one point, 12 of 15 at one point.
Well, I mentioned earlier about I thought we were getting good shots last game, and we weren't. I didn't think we passed the ball as well, and that's been a real point of emphasis, not just for turning the ball over, but, you know, when the ball's passed accurately and on time, those shots just are – they're better shots, and we got it going tonight. Got it going early, and sometimes that's, that can be infectious.
Quinn, Rodney's growth in the offense just becoming more and more comfortable. I mean, mm-hmm. Where would you assess his mindset is right now? Because it seems he's doing more and more and becoming more and more comfortable.
He's confident, and I think. He's getting some of that from the group. He's working so hard. I think he's so focused defensively that offense just kind of flows. And I think he's also understanding that it's okay to miss. So it's a shot. If he's got a good shot, we want him taking it. And, he's taking them. The other thing is he's got his mid-range game, adds a lot. And so he's taking good shots because his threes are clean. And if he's not open, he shot fakes and goes in. So, all our guys just had a great feel tonight. It obviously showed with our shooting.
With all he's been through this season, injury-wise and such, did you expect him to have to reach the level that he's at right now so quickly?
I think he's the injuries or the injury, he's really worked at it to come back. And, we saw flashes of that in the summertime. He had a game where I think he made six or seven threes. So you saw this intensity. And really, really, to me, I know I go back to it, but his length defensively really has an impact. And I think he's throwing himself into that. And as a result, he's not thinking at all on the offensive end. So I'm not sure that he's even thinking about his foot right now. Our medical staff, again, is such – we've been, conservative / cautious, as we should be. And so he's ready to go right now.
Did you know he was – expect him to be such a good pick-and-roll player, ball handler when you drafted him?
We saw that, Dennis, and we watched him a lot. But those guys saw it early. I don't think any of us knew that level until the summertime. I think he started playing pick and roll in the summertime, and we try to run a lot of pick and roll. So, and multiple, we got multiple guys play, whether it's Gordon or Trey or Dante, those different guys that can play it in our offense. So it does add, it's another part to his game that is creative, So it's good.
How do you assess your defense tonight? I mean, holding a team to under 50 points through the first three quarters, what did you see out there?
I think our, a lot of talk about Rudy and Fave, and as there should be, but I feel like, our guys on the perimeter, it's hard to get the ball, the basket, and the pressure that's being applied. Our guy, we've got things that are goals as you go in the game, and they're process oriented. We do this. This is how we play, and sometimes we do them and they score. But hopefully, we can be consistent doing them. And obviously, that was the case tonight.
Going back to Rodney's development, were you able to talk to Coach K at all before the draft, so you knew he could do a couple of those things? Or
it's actually ironic. I talked to Coach K this morning. I called him to wish him luck, and he. I hadn't talked to him in a little while. He's been busy. And we kept talking, for a while. And he asked about Rodney. He's obviously following Rodney. And he made mention, of the fact that, he really likes him. He thought, even when we took him, and, that's to be expected, right? I think he was a really good player at Duke. But talked about his confidence, just – him just playing, you know, as opposed to worrying about missing or making a mistake. And that's what I think we're seeing, you know. You got a guy that's, I wouldn't say he's just playing, you know, and playing the right way. Good things happen.
You have four players on this team that can really handle the ball, especially in a pick and roll, Rodney, Trey, and a couple other guys. How do you feel as though that makes you more dangerous as a team?
Dante. And Joe Ingles, I think, is the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gordon, he's pretty good at it. It puts pressure on the defense. Tonight what happened is the pick and rolls, we passed the ball. The ball moved even more. I think our guy, I won't say they're buying in more, but they're getting better at passing the ball. You know, passes were delivered on time. They were more accurate. Just, you know, little differences that can make you know, we're not going to shoot that way all the time, obviously. But it's a very good defensive team. Very good defensive team, and they caught us on a hot night, and we caught them on a tough night, and those things will be on the other end of something like that. We have been. So I know we're fortunate in that respect because they are so good defensively, and you know, they miss Zeller too. You know, he gives them some physicality and some athleticism on both ends of the floor. So, you know, kind of everything lined up for us tonight.